The actual date of Shakespeare's birth is not known for certain, but most people accept today because it's the same date of his death 52 years later. Call it a certain poetic liberty. Last December, Philadelphia Shakespeare Theater launched a sonnet writing contest. 200 poems came in from around the country. Artistic director Carmen Kahn assembled a panel to review them under strict instructions to uphold the classic sonnet form of 14 lines and specific rhyme pattern. Kahn says that left out some real gems.
There were a number of those, yeah. We were like, oh, wow, I just wish they'd kept to that meter.
5 poems were selected to be included in Philadelphia Shakespeare Theater's current production of Romeo and Juliet. One of them was written by Megan McCarthy. She works in a co-op grocery store in West Philadelphia, and she says she writes poems for herself and has never before shared any of them publicly.
With the new year, instead of making resolutions, I decided I was going to try and do things that I found really terrifying.
McCarthy's sonnet will be read on stage by J.J. Van Name, who plays the nurse in Romeo and Juliet.
She pulled me up like onions from the wet soil. She pulled my roots away from all the rest. She bit me.
The poem here is about the teeth of love, the hard shove and the gnashing bite of love. As scary as it is to share a poem in public for the first time, McCarthy says love is even scarier.
For me, love is, you know, I kind of like that it's a little scary, you know, like a violation of your inner self, but like in a good way.
McCarthy has not yet heard her poem delivered on stage. All the winning poets have been given a pair of tickets to this Sunday's performance of Romeo and Juliet. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.